Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers. Say, would you like to show your dad a trick about driving a car in cold weather? Well, here's a trick about cold weather driving that a lot of drivers don't know. You can often save your battery from the strain of cold starts if you throw out the clutch before you step on the starter. Now, you got that? Throw out the clutch before you step on the starter. The reason is, with your clutch out, your starter has a lighter load to turn over, and it doesn't strain your battery so much. Now, that's a trick worth knowing and worth telling Dad about. And here's something else equally important. To save strain on your battery, use a weather-right gasoline. A gasoline that's fitted to your weather to give you fast starts under your weather conditions. And say, here's a tip. Skelly tailor-made Aromax gasoline is weather-right. It's tailor-made for all the different parts of the country where it's sold, so it will always fit your weather. That's why you can depend on Skelly Aromax gasoline to be weather right, to give you quick starts and real performance. If you haven't tried it, just tell Dad to fill the tank with Skelly tailor-made Aromax tonight. Say, I'll bet he'll be surprised to see how fast you start with gasoline that's weather right. And you fellas and girls who are listening, please tell Dad and Mother this for me. They want a gasoline that's weather right, I know. They want the fast starts it gives. And they'll be glad to know Skelly tailor-made gasoline is weather right. And I'm sure your Skelly man will appreciate your telling them. After all, it's your Skelly man who brings you this program. And I know you appreciate that. So tell Dad or Mother tonight how Skelly tailor-made Aromax gasoline is weather right to give fast starts in your family car. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot, together with Chuck Ramsey and Senor Pareda, and the latter's daughter, Dolores, are waiting in the dark underground passageway beneath the Pareda Hacienda. Directly above sits Ivan Sharp, who is informed by his servant Fang that the black-seated plane taken by Captain Midnight has made a landing in the pasture behind the hacienda. Suspecting that Captain Midnight may at this very moment be in the underground passageway with Senor Pareda, Shark quickly orders Fang to extinguish the light. Then he orders in a low voice,
"Stand where you are, Gardo. And you, Fang, listen carefully to me."
"Yes, Master."
"We will keep our voices low. You both understand that Captain Midnight and some of his friends are probably in the underground passageway. Perhaps, Gardo, he is coming up the stairs to the secret door of this room this very moment."
"Yeah, we can't get him."
"At last, Captain Midnight has become too bold. His very courage will prove his undoing. Now then, Fang, you will leave the room as silently as possible. You will gather as many men as you can, and you will surround the exit of the passage in the Barranca. If Captain Midnight and his friends come forth, they are to be riddled with bullets."
"Yes, Master. Shall I go by big door?"
"No, Fang. You will go by my private door, the one I had constructed. I will press this button and open it for you."
"Yes, Master. Captain Midnight get away once. He will not get away second time."
"Thanks God, Chief."
"Yes. I will close the door."
"Hey, it's awful black, Chief. We won't be able to see Captain Midnight if he does come in."
"Gardo, what is that glow in your hand? And I can smell it, too. You nincompoop. Haven't you any more brains than to be smoking a cigarette?"
"Well, I was so excited, Chief, I forgot to put it out. It almost burned my fingers, too. I'll put it out now."
"You ought to have your hand burned off."
Well, what are you going to do now, Chief?"
"We are going to sit here, Gardo. You have your gun?"
"Oh, you bet I have, Chief. It's right here in my hand."
"And resting across the desk, Gardo, is my special large caliber repeating rifle."
"Well, don't forget, Chief, that secret door of Paredes doesn't make any noise when it opens."
"Do not worry, Gardo. I shall know the instant it moves."
"Well, shall we start shooting when it does?"
"No, Gardo. That would be very foolish. We must wait until they are well into the room. Too far in for retreat."
Yeah. Hey, why not capture Captain Midnight alive?
And what good would Captain Midnight be alive? There is no reward on his head. And every second he is alive, he is a constant threat. A constant danger to me. With Captain Midnight dead, the only remaining shadow over me will be lifted. Then, Gardo, then the world is mine.
Okay, Chief. You give me the signal. And when you do, we'll get him. And we'll get him quick.
Yeah, then, Gardo, will be our plan. The light we use to question Senorita Pareda is still in the same place. When I snap on the switch, a blinding glare will throw the far side of the room into white light, while we will be in the shadow.
Yeah. What a setup, Chief. This Captain Midnight's as good as dead right now.
Yes, Gardo. For once in his life, Captain Midnight will be surprised. And this will be the final surprise of his life.
And now we go to a different scene, which is taking place almost directly below. In the passageway leading to the stairs, standing in utter darkness, are Dolores Pareda, her father, Captain Midnight, and Chuck Ramsey. They are talking in low tones. Listen as Senor Pareda says,
"But Captain Midnight, you do not know the way to the stairs. I had better go with you."
"This passage leads directly to the stairs, doesn't it, Senor?"
"Si, Senor."
"Are there any other passages leading away from this one?"
"No, mi amigo. Not between here and the stairs."
"Well, we can't miss them then. Come on, Chuck, let's go."
"But the lever, mi capitan. The lever which opens the secret door. You will not be able to find it."
"I think I can find it all right, senor. But tell me exactly where it is."
"It would be better if I go with you."
"Si, mi capitan. Senor Juan will show you the way. I have been in darkness before. I can wait here alone."
"No, senorita, no. Your father will stay here with you. He has been through enough danger. Chuck and I will attend to this."
"You are the very brave men, senores."
"I will explain to you about the lever, senor."
"Yes, tell me where it is."
"You will go up the stairs, and when you arrive at the top, you will run the hand along the wall upward, but close to the door."
"I see."
"The wall, it is very rough, but you will feel something which will stick out of the wall about 2 inches.
"Yes."
"It is a small metal rod, round like a pencil. You must pull that out."
"Mm-hmm. I understand, senor. But how far must it be pulled out?"
"Only about an inch, senor. Then the door, it will open silently."
"I see. Now then, tell me this. If we have to come back, how do we close that door?"
"To close the door, senor, you have only to press the lever in again."
"Oh, I understand. All right. I guess we're ready."
"But, Senor Juan, suppose these brave Americanos, suppose they do not come back to us?"
"Don't worry, senorita. We'll come back. But if we shouldn't, you will have to use your own judgment, Senor Pareda."
"Do not worry about us, mi capitan. This Ivan Shark, he will never take us alive."
"I understand what you mean, senor. But that won't be necessary. Come on, Chuck."
"Okay, Red."
"Good luck, mi amigos. We will pray for you."
"Careful now, Chuck. We should be close to the foot of the stairs."
"Hadn't we better switch on the light?"
"No, Chuck, no. Don't forget, Ivan Shark knows the secret of this hidden door, too. He knows how to open it from the inside."
"Gosh, Red. It could be open right now."
"That's why we can't switch on the light."
"Oh, Jiminy Crickets, what's that?"
"I hit the lower step, Chuck. We're right in front of the stairs."
"I'm sure. I can feel them now."
"All right. Now we're going up. I'll go first. You follow me. Have you got your gun where you can get your hand on it?"
"I've got it right in my hand."
"No, no, no. Don't carry it there. You might stumble or trip and fire it accidentally. That'll be fatal."
"Okay, Red. I'll put it right in my hip pocket."
That's the place. All right. Come on now. And when you come up the stairs, lean forward, feel your way with your hands. That way you'll be able to gauge the steps. There'll be less danger of making any noise."
"Okay, Red."
"Are you coming, Chuck?"
"All right, Red. I'm just behind you."
"All right. We're almost to the top."
"We ought to be. We've gone up several steps."
"Wait a minute. I'm at the top step, Chuck."
"Are you ready to open the door?"
"No. No, I haven't found the lever yet. I've got my hand on the wall here. Sure rough, just as the senor said. Oh, wait. Wait. Here it is."
"What are we going to do after the door opens? Shall we step into the library?"
"No, Chuck. That's why I haven't opened the door yet. It'd be the worst thing in the world to step out into that room. Don't forget, the most dangerous man in the world may be in there waiting for us."
"Gosh, what are we going
to
do?"
"Now listen to me. I'm going to open the door, and we're going to wait. You keep your hand on me, and don't you move unless you feel that I'm moving."
"I understand, Red."
"All right, now then. I'm going to pull the lever and open the door. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Chuck, that's that.
You had the door open, then you closed it. What's the matter?
Plenty's the matter. Didn't you smell cigarette smoke? Somebody's been smoking in that library very recently.
Maybe somebody was smoking in there, but they've gone away now.
Mm-hmm. That's what we'd like to believe. But we're not going to jump from the frying pan into the fire.
Gosh, Red, we can't very well step into that room if somebody's there.
No, of course not. That'd be suicide, and here's why. When I opened the door, the library was dark. If somebody is in there, they're sitting with the lights out. And if anyone is sitting in there in total darkness, they have only one purpose in mind. They're waiting for us.
How in the world are we going to find out whether anyone's in there?
I know what we'll do, Chuck. I'll perform a trick which I've used several times to great advantage.
What is it? Can I help you?
No, Chuck. You don't have to do anything at all. Just stand right where you are.
Gee, Red, you're not going into that room, are you?
No. But I'm going to throw my voice in there.
Throw your voice?
Yes. If you and I actually went into that room, and I was talking to you in low tones, my voice would become louder and more distinct, because we would be getting closer to them, understand?
Oh, that's what they call ventriloquism, isn't it?
That's right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the door, then I'm going to keep throwing my voice farther and farther into the room, so that if anyone is in the library waiting for us, something will happen.
Okay, Red.
As Senor Peretti explained it, there's a screen in front of this door. That fact will be in our favor. All right, now. Are you ready?
All set, Red.
Good. Stand still, don't make a sound, because I'm going to open the door. And this time, I won't worry about the noise.
Hold it, Red. Suppose nothing happens.
Well, in that case, I'll move forward into the room. You, holding on to me, will follow, understand?
But suppose someone is in the room.
Well, that depends on what they do. We'll have the advantage, because they won't know where we are. All right, quiet now. I'm opening the door. Then I'm going to throw my voice.
Well, sir, this must be the library, all right, just as Senor Pareda said. The main door is on the left. The desk is at the other side of the room on the right. Good, we're coming along fine now. All right, keep close to me, Chuck, until I find that light switch. It should... Well, doesn't seem to be near the front door. I guess it must be on the other side of the room. Oh, wait. Hand me your flashlight, Chuck. I'll have to use that. All right, now.
Here's the light, Gatto. Let them have it. This is one time, Captain Midnight, when you won't escape.
Well, Captain Midnight's trick has worked. What will he do now? With both ends of the underground passageway guarded by enemies, the brave little party of four are in dire peril. What will happen next? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, is tomorrow Thanksgiving Day where you are living? Well, in some states it is, and in some states it isn't, you know. Well, here's hoping you have a swell Thanksgiving whenever you celebrate it. But if you do have a holiday tomorrow, remember this. It's a good time to have Dad drive over to your Skelly service station. First, to fill that tank with Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline, the wide-awake gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Then, if he needs oil, remind him to change over to Skelly Tagoline Winter Oil. Tailor-made for easy starting in cold weather. But here's another thing. Have you joined Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol? It doesn't cost a penny, you know. You just speak to your Skelly man, and he'll give you your Flight Patrol card, and he'll send right in for your free spinning propeller Medal of Membership. There's plenty of swell fun ahead for every member. So if you haven't joined up, see your Skelly man about it right away. Now don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing! will happen next?